This is the Hays Advantage. We're at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis with Carlos Garriga and Bill Gavin. And gentlemen, looking at what's going to happen to the recovery now, Bill said you definitely see it. Now, one of the things that economists have mentioned on my show is productivity. The rate of increase in productivity, it's still growing, but it's growing more slowly. In other words, they're saying this is another sign that that we've gotten about all we can out of our workforces. And if the recovery continues and demand continues to grow, even modestly, companies will be forced to hire. Do you see that?
Well, I think the economy is recovering, and I think we will see growth in jobs over the next year. As I look at this recovery and think about the last three or four recessions, recoveries, there's always a period of uncertainty when you come out of a recession. People always wonder where the growth is going to come from. They look at monetary policy, they look at the fiscal side, and they say, well, we don't see where it's coming from. But in fact, it always comes from the natural forces of the economy growing. People looking for jobs, looking for opportunities, and we know that vacancies are going up. People say this can't go on forever, and when you say something can't go on forever, that is higher vacancies and no job growth, eventually things turn around. I think we're going to see, but the job growth is going to, I think it'll be steady. We're not getting the rapid rises that we used to get, before 1985, say. In the earlier recessions, before we had all these temporary, now we have temporary help where people fill in at the end of recessions. These are people hired, say, by General Motors. General Motors had a maintenance crew. Now they don't have a maintenance crew. They have they hire temp workers to do that work. So those workers don't get laid off temporarily. Now they're permanently laid off when they cut back. So they don't. They don't impact GM's unemployment insurance ratings in the same way. So we've had a change in labor law. We've had a change in market structure. In the last two recessions and this recession, we haven't had the rapid job growth coming out of the recession. The large companies never added new permanent employees until the expansion was well underway. And I think that's occurring again.
Carlos, what about the role of housing holding this recovery back or not holding it back?
Well, I mean, in the past we had periods with growth, dramatic growth, that were not housing related, so it's not clear that in the future housing might play such a predominant role. So we should think about an environment where housing is just going to be another good that consumers are going to buy, and it's going to have more a consumption component than an investment component. So we should think maybe in the future of home more like cars, maybe without any negative depreciation that the car might have. But in the future, we shouldn't think of those as investment opportunities. I mean, at the aggregate level, there might be some areas where there's positive investment opportunities, where there's rapid growth in employment and in the local economy, but at the aggregate level, it might be a while before we see another episode just like the more recent one.
What about this question of productivity and the recovery, how that's playing out?
Well, I mean, I certainly agree with what Bill said. At some point, firms get as lean as they can, and they get the most out of their workers, and eventually, as you pointed out earlier, they gotta hire if they anticipate increases in demand. So I think at some point, unemployment is gonna turn around, but that might be something that might be kind of a slow process. I mean, we would like to have employment growing very fast, but we have to be realistic and might consider a period where the unemployment remains relatively, high according to historical standards.
So, gentlemen, does the government need to do something more? Bill, what do you think? We've got the people are saying, some people who support the quantitative easing say, well, even if it doesn't do much, it's something. Many people say we still need more fiscal stimulus. We need maybe a mortgage modification program. What do we need? Do we need anything from the government?
Well, I don't know which part of that to answer first. I would just suggest that the quantitative easing that the Fed took on the last time, to the extent that it's state contingent, to the extent that it is conditioned on inflation not falling anymore, getting back up near 2%, then I think it has a real impact. I don't know what more the government can do. I think the economy is going to recover. We never know where the next growth is going to come from, but it always seems to show up. So I have confidence that the economy is going to recover.
Carlos?
No, I mean, the Fed has done, you know, the best of its ability to keep, you know, mortgage rates low, to keep, you know, home prices from falling, and to some extent, you could think that that had, you know, some effect. You might think that the effect was not very severe, but I mean, this is the, you know, this is the best we can do given the set of tools that we have. On the fiscal side, I'm sure there's other things that could be done, but I mean, you know, in our end, in terms of monetary policy, I think the Fed has done a good job trying to keep the housing market, you know, relatively stable. So I think what might be good going forward might be some clarification or lack of, you know, uncertainty about, you know, future policies. And I think to the extent that the future policies are not uncertain, that might help, you know, the real side of the economy to recover.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Bill Gavin, Carlos Garrigues, economist here at the St. Louis Fed.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
I also want to thank Marcella Williams, Adrian Dempsey, part of the staff here. Thank you so much for helping us with the show today, and you've just been so terrific to work with. Thanks to Jim Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, spending an hour with us at this very important time when everyone's trying to figure out what the Fed's doing and where it's going next. This is the Hays Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Thanks for joining us.